Good afternoon, everybody. It is almost 5 o'clock on Tuesday, August, I keep wanting to say July, August
4th.
4th, yes, it is the 4th, and we're feeling good, we're feeling great. We got a great guest for you today. Carlisle, how have you been feeling this entire week? This entire week, just sports-wise, everything going on. It's been a good week. Feels good, to have three simultaneous games on.
Yeah, it's almost like a sports madness. Instead of March Madness.
You know it what I'm is. Saying? It
sports
is.
Sports Madness. We just have everything all the time. I feel like things start at noon and end at around 10.
There's no discrimination. Like none. There's none. Everything's good.
The only thing that I am worried about, which is everybody getting the virus that hasn't hurting anyone, but I don't want everyone to get it.
Well, not anyone, Carlisle. I'm just talking about athletes.
Doug Peterson got it.
Right.
And then, athletes, of course. Yeah, I don't want the athletes to get sick, but it's just, I don't want it to ruin this year's chances of having awesome shit going on.
Yeah, no, I don't want to ruin anything either, but I don't think it's up to us, because at this point, we can see that whatever they want to do, they're going to do. They being, you know, the higher-ups in each organization, it's different. I do feel like Dana White's probably pulled it off more successfully than anybody. And, you know, if anybody's ready for UFC... it's us, because, you know, we got a great UFC guest for you today.
Really excited to talk about some things with him. Nate the Train, Clarksville native.
Clarksville, Tennessee's a tri-star boy.
Tri-star boy.
We're excited, man. You know, we've had a good day, a long day. And what better way than to bring the information we're going to have from Nate to you? It's going to be great. We should be hearing from him any minute now. But we're going to talk about NBA until that happens. So, Ja Morant and Zion got to go head-to-head. And what were you feeling? Because I was kind of like, Zion looks like a Weeble Wobble.
Yeah, he definitely looked I thought he would look more athletic, honestly. Coming out of, like, I thought everybody should, especially if you're a professional athlete, coming out of quarantine, not really having to do things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, especially, like we were talking about, the criticism he gets, I feel like he would be coming out looking like a fucking chiseled thug out there, just
maybe
ready to ball.
Hey, go ahead and crack that beer so you don't do it during the energy, son. That's rude.
Brought to you by Crackle.
That's not a real thing. Yep. But the Mavericks, they look good, man. I like the Mavericks. The Rockets-Mavs game was a very electrifying game. We talked about that on the last show. I still think that the Mavs can do something. I don't know what they're going to do. Probably just make like first-round playoff, second-round playoff. But other than that, I don't see them winning a ship this year, but I do see them competing. I say that's a great word that everybody uses when it's very vague. They're going to compete, and they're going to fucking show you what they got at the highest level without winning.
Speaking of what we saw yesterday, I want to hear it from an outsider's perspective.
Okay.
Realistically, what do you think the Grizzlies' chances are?
Of what? Like winning the 8 seed?
Yeah.
Not high. Okay. It doesn't look good. Okay. The past two games. Well, okay. Granted, you haven't had the best luck. I don't know if it's luck or if somebody's out to get you guys. It may be a little bit of both, but I do know that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like watching it, I'm not going to say, look, I hate being the guy like, NBA's rigged. So everything's rigged.
It's just weird that, you know, when
they had an
when
easy
the
schedule.
Spurs need a second to last 2 seconds, it does. Weird.
And then, like, they took Zion out of the picture, and then they quietly brought him back in, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's weird, but it's expected from the NBA. You know, that's like them drug testing Bol Bol.
Right.
That's not a good look. You don't ever want to do that.
Yeah, I mean.
Here, let's get these puppies, try to, you know, make it neutralized. Fuck, man. I just really am excited for the actual playoffs basketball, because the seeding, the play-in might be one of the best parts. I do think it'll be Grizzlies-Pelicans. Portland's right there, right?
Yeah, I believe they are with Ryan.
So they're just as in it as anybody, to be honest. I believe that with my whole heart. Like I said, to the 8 seed, this isn't high stakes we're talking. I don't think they're going to be competing for
West. Magic, Pacers. I'm not going to lie, man. There's some sick fucking people in this world.
Right.
And the things they were saying about Isaac from the Magic.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's fucked up, man. Dude. But did you see that he had the number one jersey sales?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I thought that was cool. Yeah. And then, you know, tragic event. We're praying for him, hoping everything gets better.
100%.
No, dude, people, in all seriousness, because we're not serious very often, and excuse me, by the way, I don't know why I have indigestion. I haven't had the best diet, but we're not going to get into that. You know, I just, people are super fucking just rude and insane. It's like they speak without thinking at all. You know, and I feel like that is a huge problem because social media allows that shit to happen without any repercussions. But again, not, you know, we're not, no more serious
like
talk.
Like the diet. Neither like here nor there.
It's not here nor there. And it's really not, if it's as serious as my diet, then we're in trouble.
Yeah. And you know another thing? This is just random, but if you're going to mow your lawn, you should probably do it before 5 p.m.
Yeah, not, well, you know, it's just bad timing. Every time we try to record a podcast, there's obstacles we have to overcome. We've been doing this for almost a year and a half now, overcoming obstacles.
Yeah, we're almost like professional obstacle overcomers when it comes to recording podcasts.
We really are. If there is a hoop, we're going to hop through it. Skip, jump, hop, rip, skip through it, right through that son of a bitch. Football is coming back, but the Pac-12s, I've heard more about the Pac-12 in the past 2 weeks than I have like my entire life.
Yeah, like.
And that's really, it's football. Not a good thing either. And that's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But it is weird because like they're drawing a players union and they're going on strike if there's not a certain list of things met. And like, I get it. I understand it. I respect it. I'm trying to look at it from their perspective. Uh-oh. So we have Mr. Nate the Train 1 second. Hello, Nate. Hey, Nate. Hey, man. We just want to welcome on to the show, everybody. Nate the Train, the featherweight M1 champion, the UFC legend, soon-to-be legend, brawler. How you doing today, man? We really appreciate you coming on.
Man, appreciate it, man. Which one of y'all is Austin and which one of y'all is Hunter?
I'm Austin, man. Big fan.
All right.
And then I'm Hunter, man. Nice meeting you. I'm the one doing the little intro here.
Okay, I bet. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Hell yeah, man. Really? How many times you worked out today? Like 8 fucking times? I feel like all you do is work, man.
Man, that's the way it is, man. You know, exactly. That's
every day. Hey, so are you training in Clarksville or where are you training at?
Yeah, man. I SSO? Right in Clarksville, man. Team Wildside down there on Union Street.
Union Street. Okay, man. That's awesome. We're in Old Hickory, but we're from Memphis originally.
Local, man. I think Tennessee just as good as any other state, right?
Right,
man. Hey, I couldn't agree with you more, man. Honestly, I couldn't, and that's why we back you, man. We've been a fan of you, honestly, since M1, the Dread days. You know, we like watching you beat the shit out of people. So, man, let's just hop into it. You're a natural born brawler. So, at what age did you realize, like, all right, man, this is what I'm gonna do? Like, I feel like whenever we watch you, it's electric. Like, it's fun. You've said you like the cameras in your face. Like, what? When did you realize, like, all right, this is what the fuck I'm doing?
Yeah, man, it's weird. I didn't even know what it was until, like, I was probably, like, 21, 22 when I started fighting. So, yeah, as soon as the very first time, bro, I fought, I loved that shit, man. And I knew it was what I was going to do. So, that's it, man. I got a little taste, and it was go time after that.
Hell, yeah. So, when the first time you fought, was it like a bully at school or somebody just picking on you, or was it a competition fight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, we want it all, man. We want the people to know where Nate's about.
We're in the 80s, baby. We were 80s, baby. The 80s.
88,
baby.
Right?
We grew up fighting, man. You know, we just fought each other all the time.
Hey, right. June babies with Geminis.
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, Austin, his birthday's June 5th. We looked it up. I think yours was June 7th, so he said that was right next to his, so that was cool.
Yeah, man. Yep, 88, June 7th. Prince is also born on June 7th.
Okay, that's awesome.
Well, man, I know, like doing research on you, I know you have a big football background, but I was wanting to know, like, what were your favorite fighters growing up?
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I'm just a casual, man. I'm just like everybody else. I mean, I just, you know, the greats, and that's it. I didn't even know MMA was until I was in college.
That's wild. That's awesome.
It was weird. I was watching it one day. I remember telling some homies in the dorm, I bet I could beat those dudes up, and here we are, a decade later.
Hey, well, I mean, you're climbing the ladder pretty quick, man. So what do you think's next right now? Like, you know, you had that fight pretty much, I mean, fight of the night. You were yelling Dana's name. You know, there was nobody in the crowd, so you could pretty much get to him.
Fight. I thought it was up there for maybe the fight of the night. We ain't get it, but you know what? Whoever they want me to fight next, I got some big news coming down to Ben real quick. So, man, we're excited to see everything come through. And, yeah, man, it's gonna be a good one.
Okay. So what walkout music do you like, man? That's one of my favorite things as a fan, you know, seeing what music everybody's fucking with. So what do you come out to and what are you going
to
come out to?
I've been jamming to that Jelly Roll, man.
Okay. Yeah, we're in Nashville, so.
Right down in Nashville, talking about keeping it local. Yeah, man, I reached out to him. He's cool. He's a real cool dude. And, yeah, man, I'm a fan of his music. I like some of that shit. Yeah, a lot of it's really good.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we actually have a buddy who's friends with Jelly Roll. Shout out to Leroy.
Yeah,
he's coming up. But no, man, that's awesome. Carla, did you have what? Would you have here?
Really, now that you've had experience in both M1 and UFC, how do they differ as far as how everything's like how you're treated as far as how they prep for things?
I mean, I would say that M1 Global is top of the line, but I would say that the UFC has everything across the board, a person for that. That's what they do. I mean, it's the UFC. Other than that, M1 felt real good. I mean, it was Russia-based. I mean, it was a whole different feeling, international flights and shit like that. So that just felt like Rocky Balboa running across the world and shit, holding it down. So, you know what I mean? So both, they feel really big, you know what I mean? M1 got me ready for all the post-fights, the pre-fights, all the interviews, the media obligations. Yeah, they had it all, man. In a different language and whatnot, but yeah, they had it all.
So that was something I was going to ask you that you brought up, Rocky. What's it like, man? I don't know many people that could go over to Russia and win over crowd because you're a big deal over there. I mean, you're one of the, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to put words in the mouth, but pretty much the face of M1. So when you go over there to another country, especially Russia, and you went over a crowd, I mean, what's that like? Is that compared to come back here to the States, or do you like fighting in the States, or is it just kind of, I know you'll fight wherever.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole, like, it's cool as shit. It's the coolest shit ever there, man. I mean, think about it, man. It just feels so big. It was feeling really big. And I'm sure, man, once I get on the big cards with the UFC, there's nothing bigger. But as of right now, that M1 is the biggest shit I've done as far as crowd attendance and, all the bells and whistles, but you know what I'm saying? I just been on a fight night, two fight nights, and one of them didn't even have any crowd. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, we watched, man. I mean, we, like I said, we've supported you. I mean, we really, I mean, Victor, we watched that fight. We watched Andre.
Yeah, that's a good ass fight. Yeah, I try to put on the best fights, man. I'm not there just to win, but that's just a prime product. You know what I'm saying? I'm there to really fight a motherfucker.
No, dude, and that's why we fuck with you, because we can see that. Like, we know, I mean, you can tell who, you know, you got your technical guys, but then you have the guys who want to put on a show.
You can see when you're an octagon, like, you're ready to scrap.
You got that dog in you.
Yeah, you got that dog.
It's just kind of like my
responsibility to hold it down for my people over here. Like, when I travel, I'm traveling for the state, traveling for the Middle Tennessee boys, man. Hold it down.
Absolutely.
It's my obligation to let the world know I'm the voice for this area.
Well, dude, we hear you. Like I'm saying, we really appreciate everything you've been doing. What else do you have, man?
Man, you got to win over Darren Elkins. I want to know who you want next. Who you think he deserves?
Oh, man. Hey, that's what I'm saying. I got some news coming around the corner, man.
Okay.
I can't say that now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, if you were going to... No, I'm just kidding.
All right, well, we'll go to this. Hey, who do you have in Stipe DC?
Man, I'm gonna go with Stipe then, just because, man, I just hope it's a good fight, really.
No, I think that's gonna be one of those fights. Like we said, a brawl. I mean, those two guys. You get hit with one of those punches, it's good night. And those guys, their defense is so well. And, you know, DC, he can wrestle. And then you got Stipe, who, like I said, if he hits you, it's over. But I don't know, man.
I'm excited to see it. Like I said, man, I'm basically a casual, so I like the big fights. I think you gotta get excited for those. You know what I mean?
So, from a fighter's perspective, man, how long do you think it'll be before we get over this Corona stuff? And when do you think fans will be back in the seats?
Man, that's the crazy thing. It ain't got nothing to do with a fighter. I mean, it's just a weird thing, I guess. It all depends on when. Everybody's ready to say, to hell with it, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's just do what we do. I think that's the thing.
And I think that's what separates Dana as far as a marketer, right? He kind of has ability to say, fuck you, and get away with it because he pushes it in a pretty little envelope in a way where people are like, okay, we'll take it. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like if you left it up to the fighters, y'all would be fighting with full crowds tomorrow. Because you know fans are going to be there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because it's just basically up to if it clears up and the shit goes away, or else the population of America just decides to hell with it, we're going to go back to normal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, would you be down? I'm down to be all for a petition on a bad motherfucker belt between you and Bryce Mitchell. Would you be down?
Of course, man. Hell yeah. I'll fight anybody, man. But like I said, I already got some good news coming through.
Well, we can't wait, man. Hey,
yeah, hopefully. Well,
I'm down the line. I'm sure me and him will meet.
Okay. Well, man, honestly, like, we really appreciate you coming on and giving us, because like you said, man, we're just trying to build up. We're trying to come from the ground up. We're doing our whole thing. So, you know, I mean, it just means a lot, especially having a Tennessee boy. Another question, man. So you've got a football background. What is your favorite football team? Like right now, college-wise, are you a Tennessee Volunteer?
Man, I go for P, man. Austin P, bro. Just straight out of the
Okay, place. Highway 51.
Man, I just go for them. They've been doing good. Last year, they won the OVC championship.
Yes, sir.
You know, I keep up with them like a casual too, but I try to root for them. I mean, that's okay. The team. Let's go P.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that. That's good. Yeah, we're diehard Volunteer fans.
I'm always gonna rep the Titans just because I mean that's our, that's our team.
Oh, right, fuck, right. Sweet. Well, I'm a Saints fan. I'm gonna be honest.
Hey, go Titan. Tighten up.
Carlisle's a Titans fan, so that'll match up there. Yeah. Well, man, hey, we really appreciate you coming on, man. We don't want to take up too much of your time, but
Yeah. All right, man. Y'all, hey, it's good to meet all y'all dudes. Hey, man, I'll get back with y'all sooner or later.
Hey, be safe, brother. We hope to have you on again. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Well, hey, that was Nate the Train. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I like him.
He's
awesome. I love him.
I honestly like. He's the epitome of a fighter to me. He's one of those guys that.
He's got the dog, man. He's got the dog in him.
Was I burping the entire?
I wouldn't call it burping. Belching.
Something.
Yeah. Pressure cooking.
I was trying not to, man, but you know, it's I don't know what it is. I need to take Tums. I'm a 24-year-old with indigestion.
Yeah.
And it happens.
But at least you don't have to wear a mask to sleep, so.
No, I don't think so. We don't have to wear a mask, but we do because that's what the government wants us to do.
If you want to go to like Walmart.
We want sports back. So if they tell me to wear a mask in the shower, I mean, I'm not going to do that. But if they're if they're asking, I'm going to tell them that I do. Wear one in the shower.
Oh, yeah. I wear one. Hey, I wear one while I brush my teeth.
My kids, they wear one while they listen to your music. Shit. So, what do we have tonight? What games do we have tonight, Carlisle?
Some NBA, okay? We got Orlando is losing right now pretty good, okay? Right now to
Magic
the Pacers.
And the Pacers,
then
okay.
We got the Celtics Heat coming on tonight at 5:30 our time. It's actually in 15 minutes, folks. And then we got Rockets, Blazers.
So, Rockets, Blazers. I think we can all agree that, I mean, I'm a Celtics fan, so I'm biased, but that game is probably going to be the best game tonight. We sure shit know it's not going to be the Magic and the Pacers.
No.
But I'm excited.
I mean, Rockets, Trailblazers could be pretty good. I mean, that's going to be a good game, obviously.
It's going to be good. Hey, Miami
Bam.
Heat.
Yeah, Bam.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to say Tyler Hero. I'm a big fan. Yeah, I like Mr. Hero.
Goran Dragic came back.
Goran Dragic.
Doing good.
I never had to say his name right.
I think it's Dragic.
Dragic.
Goran, Dragic. Like a dragon. Goran Dragic. I don't know.
I don't know either. What do we have? NHL. So the Preds butt-fucked the Coyotes today in awesome fashion. It was great. It came out of the gate quick, like two, bop, bop. The Coyotes got the best of them last game, but it finished 4-2. Series is 1-1, so it's any man's game right now. And, you know, we're not Nashville. Well, actually, he is a Nashville fan. I'll root for them, considering we live in Nashville.
Right. Of course,
as you've heard us say a lot.
A lot. Or Tennessee. Hey, we live in Tennessee.
Big Tennessee. If you don't know, we just love the state of Tennessee. Just the word Tennessee, the way it's assembled.
It's that narrow highway out there.
Hey, son, I tell you, it's just tucked between some mountains and some trees. Away, just paving road. I-40, take you halfway down that, some bitch. Wait, you can pretty much take Highway 40 through the state, right? Yeah, it doesn't take you to Bristol.
You can take I-40 through the country.
Oh, okay. See,
California
blew my mind.
I think it's like North Carolina.
I-40 goes through there?
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Interstate 40.
And you know where the only time it breaks up?
Where?
In Memphis, and it's 240.
Oh, with the overloop?
240 loop.
Oh, man. Yep, the largest right loop in Tennessee?
Hey, that's where it breaks up. It comes back Sam Cooper right there.
Hey, well, we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to have some good... we're going to have some good news for you here coming soon. But as of right now, we hope you enjoyed the interview. It was a short but sweet show today. We got shit to do, but we love you guys. And like I said, we're coming back strong soon.
Coming.
Hard.